So everyone hits the road, and you now see a caravan of people heading, making their way towards Terrace Moor. And nobody is, like, the parties are there, like, there's people with wagons and stuff like that, but you're the only group on horseback. Everyone's walking or pulling pack mules or have their stuff loaded up on the carts. And around around 10 a.m., because you woke at around 8 a.m., but about 2 hours later, you start in the distance, you can make it to Tower of the Terrace Moor. There are you can see five very large looming spires of the city. They're silver in the morning sun. They're shining like the silver spires of Terrace Moor. And Terrace Moor itself is a very large walled city. So you can make out, it's like you're looking at these five needles sticking up out of the horizon. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be a long line of silver around the base of those. So they're basically centered, and the long line of silver, which would be the wall of the city, runs along the horizon. Okay. Terrace Moor is a very large city, and there's a lot to it. As you approach, the crowds get thicker, but they tend to part when you're riding your horses. Everyone's in a very jovial mood for the centenary. Everyone's having a happy time. There's more people having, like, again, it's like a road party as you make your way through. Around midday, you approach the city gates, and you can hear and smell the festivities. There's like large crowds gathered around outside. People are having campments outside the city. It's like a huge, it looks like the city is in siege of a party.
That's what tailgating.
Tailgating.
Full on.
Spit meat everywhere.
Yeah. Everything. Like, it's a full on Renaissance fair outside the city and leading into the city as well, into the city gates. You can't see, you know, as you approach the city gates, there are huge, massive portcullises. Every mile along this wall, which you can't see either end of, there are huge portcullises where there's just teams of people streaming in. And you're making your way in through this portcullis, and it's all around you. There's large banners of like this, you see what is the visage of the king with a golden crown on the top, blue and gold. The shining spires, as you see them off in the distance as you came in, they've just gotten bigger and bigger, touching into the skyline. The smell of the food hits you. It's like baked goods, meat, been cooked off, you know, fresh off the bone, spit animals like roast hog, just all these scents hitting you because there's revelry everywhere. It's just a huge street party. You're not having trouble making your way through the city, but it's slow going. You make your way, people are just dancing in the streets, there's jesters and fools, and there's loads of different people just having a good time. Streamers, it's like a huge party.
We should find somewhere to stable the horses. No point trying to ride them through this.
I agree.
Are you looking for anywhere in particular? Or, like, you do see, if you look around, in between, dotted amongst all the revelers, are Townsguard, or Kingsguard. You see them, they're dressed in what looks like, it's like shiny gold armour, with crimson cloaks and a helm, and they're all carrying a spear. And you notice the thing about them as well, they're all female.
Awesome.
They're all female. Every single town's guard is a woman.
Sweet.
And they're all built. They have bare arms, and they're just muscle. And they've got long crimson cloaks, and their hair are tied in. What?
They've right the bare arms.
They've right the bare arms. Their hair is tied. Anyone that has longer hair, it's tied in a braid. There are some you don't see any hair. The helm is just over their face. And you just see their jawlines and their eyes. But every single Kingsguard is a woman. And you do see them dotted amongst the streets and amongst the crowds as you go.
Are they chill?
They're smiling, they're happy, they're looking around them, everyone's having a good time. There's no real upset to the peace, it seems like a party. There's nobody trying to cause any hassle, everyone's enjoying themselves. There's no overly drunk people, there's nobody out to cause problems.
Nobody messy.
No. And like every now and again you do see the odd, you know, like, whoa, whoa, and the guard would just look, and the person would look up and they'd know from the stair, they'd just straighten themselves and off they go. Everyone seems to be taking these Townsguard pretty seriously. Kingsguard, pretty seriously.
Can I talk to the nearest one?
Yeah, so you're still on horseback, are you?
I'm going to dismount.
Dismount, okay. So you dismount and you kind of push your way through the crowd.
Push my way through the crowd to the nearest Kingsguard. Okay, so we need to stable these horses. Anywhere you can recommend that mightn't be completely full or somewhere close by that we can...
The guard is up on a pedestal, so they're looking slightly down at you, but they're smiling, they're happy out.
Okay.
They shift their spear across and they're like, well, the nearest inn and stables, if you kind of traverse up to the crowd that way and
okay.
kind of head up towards the middle of the town square and then take a right and then down a drop, you'll find the horse's bridle inn, and that's up that way.
Yeah.
And that is actually an inn and a stable, as the name would suggest, I suppose.
Okay. And the shopping district?
Oh, the shopping district. Well, the shopping district is like through the main centre square and off to the left.
Okay, so we'll hit the inn first. Stay with the horses and then go shopping.
Okay, so Arthur, you dismounted, so you're leading your horse.
Yep.
Are you going to remount or are you going to just keep walking?
No, I think I'll lead my horse and you guys can follow.
I did the same, I dismounted.
Well, Arthur is taking up a fair bit of real estate, so I mean, like it's a, like you're the 6.5 foot, close enough tall, half orc barbarian. Leading the party up through the town square, and people are parting the way.
Yeah, people are
happily. Like, they're not like, you know, scared, and it's like revelry all around. And if people have noticed, Ryan is here.
Yay!
Like the eldritch horror that he is.
It's all like better now. Bing! He just appeared out of nowhere, out of the ether.
That
so,
is not a special effect.
You were moving up through the town. You're heading up towards the horse's bridle inn.
Yeah.
You make your way around. It's like, again, the streets are packed. As you head down towards Horse Bridle, the crowd thins out because they're mainly taking up the main thoroughfare of the area of the city. Whereas the side streets are packed, but not as packed. You have to move a bit more freely.
What state is the inn? Is it decent or is it shit?
Everything in Terrasmore is decent.
Okay.
It's all well kept. Well, like there's a shine off everything.
Okay.
There's like bunting everywhere. Like blue and gold bunting all over the place. It's just full on party town. But everything is well. Just think about, like, you know, the best sun holiday you've ever been on. That kind of like crowd and brightness and revelry about the whole thing. People standing outside pubs, beckoning people in as you walk past. The horse's bridle inn is no different.
Yeah.
Except you notice on the side of the building it's got huge kind of extra section. And in front there is a lot of like poles where people can tie up their horses, and then there's a doorway, large double doors that lead into the stables. You can get the smell of like the equestrian type stink of hay and manure and horses.
Oh, I thought that was going to be nice too from the way you were saying it.
Well, no, it's like, you know, some people like that smell. It depends on your kind of the way you are.
Oh, it's natural, but I just thought
it's earthy, it's natural. Like horses are.
I might have some, you know, special Febreze sprayers.
You're a Wolverine.
No,
you're a hairy creature in a pair of pants.
And a shirt.
So, you know. But there is somebody outside, you see, kind of like, you know, saying people, come in, drinks, blah, 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 blah. It seems to be commonplace along all of the kind of celebratory areas where people just want to drag in patronage into their own establishments.
Yeah.
And the horse's bridle inn is not different. So, what do you guys want to do?
Go in, drop a stuff, freshen up.
Can we stable 6 horses and get 3 rooms?
Mm-hmm. Try and find someone in.
Do you want to make your inn?
I want to make the way into the inn just to find the innkeeper and explain that we have 6 horses that we want to stable.
Okay.
Then
you make your way into the inn. It's busy. It's definitely obviously less busy than the streets outside, but there are a lot of people in here enjoying themselves, having food, drinks, the whole lot. There's multiple tables, so the bar is on the left hand side and it takes up the majority of the left hand side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
On the rest of the room then you have long tables, long table and 3 long tables, a section of tables, and they're filled with people, all kind of passing food between sort of meats and cheeses and whatever, all big mugs of ale, and like, mixed races, dwarves, humans, elves, one or two smatterings of half orcs here and there, all having a merry time. You look over to your left as you walk in and you see behind the bar there are numerous staff members, but there is one person that stands out from the rest. It's a very tall, elderly elven woman with long, like, shock white hair, sharp features, but unlike, like, I mean, very uncommon, and most elves are very reserved, but she seems to have, like, makeup, rouge on her face, wearing the general barkeep attire for a woman, like a tavern wench type look. But she's slim, so she's not one of the typical buxom bar tavern wenches. She's like a slim lady, but wearing like the frilly kind of outfit, and she's there just looking around, big smile on her face, cleaning glasses. She looks over and sees you enter, and just beckons you in and kind of gestures towards the area, saying, "Please, please, find a seat, find a seat. We wish you shortly."
My good lady, I do wish to not impose upon you, but we are looking to stable 6 horses and book 3 rooms for the night.
Well, oh, okay. 6 horses we could do, but unfortunately, given the state of the city, we don't have 3 rooms. I think, let me see. And she looks through a ledger that's in front of her. I do have 1 large room and 1 smaller room that might suit 1 person. And the larger room would probably fit most of your companions.
Well, the large room would be suffice, and I want to try and persuade it to see if there's a bigger room besides the smaller one.
Oh, persuasion.
Yeah,
you
so confidently.
Oh no.
Five.
She's like, "I'm really sorry. Like, we the city is packed to the gills, and like I'm amazed I still have this 1 large room left. But all these parties are small, so you have a large party, so we'll happily accommodate you in that 1 large room, plus the smaller room if you have any small animals you wish to keep in that room. That might be one."
I pointed at Ogil and I'm like, "But could you not sleep outside? You don't need a bed."
"Oh, I thought that was a given. I was going to sleep with the horses.
Well, we can all
they're actually really sound once you get to know them. Like,
we like
you
to sleep,
sleep in the stables."
"Well, I don't mind. Okay. For sure."
She kind of looks you up and down. She's like, which doesn't take long. And she's like, "Stables, okay. Ulrich, do we have accommodations?" "Yes." "Are you house trade?"
"Very personal to ask."
"Well, you see,
I kind of take it day by day, but at the moment, maybe."
"Our stables are clean for the horses. We're especially, we specialize in equestrian care. So you're not a horse. Well, from what I can see."
"Okay, well, you can still sleep in the room, but just not in a bed."
"Yeah, I can sleep on the floor."
"Our floors are perfectly adequate.
Sleep over."
The price then for the room.
For the large room, for everyone included, that'll be 2 gold.
Perfect. And I leave an extra gold for the inconvenience.
Thank you very much. Ulrich, please, any bags, thank you. So Frederick, yes, please tend to the horses. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, God's working. Thank you. Would you like any refreshments or...
"No,
would you like to go about your day?"
"I am thankful, and I say no thank you, and I turn to the rest and I say, I think it's..."
"Just a big shot, please.
Just
wipe
me over."
"Oh, that'll be 2 copper."
"Do they do dinner all day, or is it like a set time?"
"No, well, we're open 24 hours now for the celebration, so whenever you need food, we have somebody working in those kitchens."
"Awesome, friends."
"Okay, you all need new clothes. You all look terrible. No offense. Some of you
what
are
do you mean?
Better.
These are really good clothes."
"I'm in my finest robes."
"I will point out they've never been washed.
They're not very noble quality, are they?"
"Don't know what you're talking about."
"Let's just, you know. He kind of twirls on his kimono."
"Yes, let's...
Mine is mostly functional and armorage, so I wouldn't mind something that's a little bit more...
banquety?"
"Yes."
"I don't get that. I just put this on."
We'll show you.
"Okay. So you are making your way to the shopping district?"
"Yes."
"Yep.
All together?"
"Yay."
"In 1 large group?" "Yeah."
"We're doing it with style."
"You okay, Norman?"
"Yeah, but I'm gonna make our way to the shopping
district." "He's got district. A fashionable hat. He's fine."
You're still wearing your hat?"
"Yeah. I'm not gonna call any attention to the hat. Okay. I think it speaks for itself."
It's nice to see that you dress for the party.
Doth not a king of our kind wear a crown?
Yes, indeed. okay, thank you very much for your patronage. If there's anything else, please don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you very much. We will see you later.
Then get your name.
I was about to say.
My name is Taryn.
Oh no.
Pleased to meet you, Taryn. I'm Morgan.
Taryn Leafstealer. Thank you.
What?
Taryn Leafstealer. That's my name.
Lads.
Stealing my leaves.
He's alright with that.
Bulbasaur used to leaf steal.
He did.
Are you heading to the shopping district then?
Yes!
Yeah.
I
double back.
Double back
where?
Back in,
as they're leaving.
I head up to the end of Gardenly Manor. You mentioned the smaller room.
Yes.
I'll take that one.
Oh, okay. Smaller room, that'll be a go.
Incidentally, you mentioned you serve food at all hours, yes?
Yes.
How much meat do you have?
Oh, we're well stocked. I mean, as you can see, we have to be.
I worry you will miss out. I asked how much.
Well,
in pounds, if you will.
Well, that might take some time to find.
Would you say 20?
20 pounds?
Yes.
We can accommodate 20 pounds of meat.
Have it sent to the smaller room.
How would you like it cooked?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Any particular animal?
A mix will do.
A mix? Okay.
I missed you so much.
Ulrich!
If you have any extra, I will pay.
Well, we have more than 20 pounds of meat.
In that case, as much as you can spare.
Well, do you want 40 pounds of meat?
Yes.
Let me just wander the small size. Can you wear 40 pounds of meat and prepare the bleach? Yes. Okay, thank you. That will be an additional 2 pieces of gold.
So that's 4 total?
3.
3, yeah, I place the 3 down.
Thank you.
Oh no, thank you.
Actually, it'll be another gold for the cleanup.
Yeah, I push that across.
Okay.
Although, ideally, there will be very little left.
Yes, okay, just in case of stains.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fare thee well.
And
then I join back up with these guys.
Okay, grass up.
Oh my god.
Your room of meat awaits.
Okay, I am going to... myself and Lauren are going to steer people in directions towards suitable attire huts. What are we going to do about...
I mean, we can get a tailor that will make something like really small but really pretty. Or a child suit, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That might be easier and
cheaper. Yeah. Yeah, we've only got a day.
Yeah.
We've got less.
You've actually
less.
Got
a couple of hours.
It's now about 1 p.m, so you've got about 5 to 6 hours to get ready.
Okay, so let's shop, get a snazzy child suit.
Get yourself to the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is one pair of clothing isn't actually good for... people.
Well, you're gonna look terrible if you go to the banquet like that.
You're also gonna smell terrible, Ogan.
He's not wearing a waistcoat.
He has.
He does. But
Ogan has like a dirty shirt, a dirty waistcoat, and a dirty pair of pants. He's pretty filthy.
I see no issue.
I'm clean, but
you're clean. But the clothes have seen better days.
Yeah.
Well, then I can. I've done it before, so I can go and get new clothing.
No. We'll come to you. I don't trust your judgment on this. No offense.
I'm not sure I follow. If we are saying that the furry creature's outfit is insufficient, then what of my raiment?
Oh, it's terrible.
Ah.
Yeah.
For banqueting purposes.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta look nice for banquets. Fancy.
Nice.
I didn't want to say this earlier on, but
darling.
Banquet? That's like kind of like a beer dinner?
No.
Oh.
I was under the same impression.
Yeah, well, it involves dinner.
Yeah.
It involves sitting down, involves carousing, and
drinking,
singing, and dancing.
So, why not wear our normal clothes?
You'll see when you get there. You'll be glad.
It's in the palace, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
We're going to be dining with royals and heads of guilds.
If you want to take another look at the letter, it actually says it's not in the palace, it's in the guild hall. The guild hall is a large hall that Yeah, it's in a large hall which is off to the side of the palace area, but it's mainly where, like, say, it's not like, not unlike a town hall, where the head viceroy would generally have public events or something like that. So it's not in the palace.
Trader meetings and
stuff. Like that. Still, but it's a huge hall.
People
it's a,
there.
Yeah, it's a huge hall. All the heads, of, as the letter has said, the heads of the guilds, merchants, and different kind of not royalty, but you know, important people are going to be at it. And Dasius has procured an invitation for the group.
Okay. Let me just put it this way. If you want him to actually listen to us and take our claim seriously about this world-ending evil, he's not going to listen to us mucking on.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what our stake
is. I concede your point.
Yeah.
Golden Man, I may need you to show me the way to these fine ravens.
I will.
Doran, before... I know what I'm probably going to get. But can I show you my... Can I get your opinion on my cloak I picked up in that fortress before? It's not mine, but it seems to fit quite well. What do you think? Is this appropriate?
It's very nice, if you could get an outfit to go with it.
Okay. Roll a history check.
Ooh, that's fun. Let's grab my history.
There are games afoot.
Okay. No. Never seen a cloak before. Six.
Six, okay. It's a very nice cloak. It's a very nice cloak.
Tell us, what do you think?
It's a cloak. I have no real connection to fashionable hand dressed as I
am. Tell us, is a monk. He knows not of material things.
Dagnabbit. Yeah. Okay.
What colour is it?
It looks very warm.
The cloak is a very deep forest green. The thread that is woven through it is a very nice gold thread. It's such a nice gold thread, you think it might be gold.
Yeah, let's get some breeches. What about you, ladies? Meaning Archer. she's enough lady for ladies.
Yeah.
I need some advice of as to what's gonna suit my green skin.
Okay.
Well, let me see. Loran starts going from like shop window to shop window and kind of like piecing things together in his head for like
The shopping district as you arrive into it, it's basically this long winding kind of high street of a multitude of fashionable shops. Different types of clothing for all different types of races. You have tailors of all shapes and sizes that are standing out in front of their shops and kind of like admiring the festivities that are going on or peering out their windows. There seems to be a shop for every race. Like Terrace Moor is a melting pot. It's a full on melting pot. All the races seem to be here.
Are there any that aren't represented? Typical Terrace Moor.
No, actually it's a lot of like everything from even tieflings, half orcs, orcs, like even though the orc civilization is no longer with us, they're catering to larger things. And particularly you notice a lot of the high fashion stuff. When it comes to the likes of, when you start investigating it, the size of our tier, the tailor, you go into one particular shop, and there's a tailor that sees our tier and is like, ah, yes. Seems to be very comfortable with a female of your size. And it turns out that this particular tailor caters for the King's Guard.
Ah, cool.
Ah, okay.
So, they're, like I said, it's a melting pot, so they have enough for everyone. It just depends on who you go to at any particular one particular point. So where do you want to start with who?
Let's get the child suit first.
Let's get the snazzy child suit first. And can we get his clothes in to the washerwoman while we have his new clothes?
Ooh, I don't know if he'd like that.
I don't think it'd do him any harm though.
Well, just the waistcoat has stuff in it I need for these.
That is true.
Would you like to put your stuff in my bag of holding?
Okay. I will say one thing that, from what I remember with the last tailor, apparently I'm wide in the back. Whatever that means.
Okay.
I thought he meant about my tail.
You're wide in the back.
Wide in the back, apparently.
Great. You got junk in your trunk?
He's thick.
Skin. You did definitely say that.
Thick-skinned, yeah.
Thick-skinned.
Okay, so you bring Ogun into a tailor, and you go into a halfling shop, and there is a middle-aged halfling woman, and bright-eyed, big smile on her face, like, "Hello, darlings! Hello, hello! Welcome, welcome, welcome! What can I help you with today?"
I point at Ogun.
Oh!
We're going
to you're a furry one.
Thanks.
Interesting. So what are you in the market for, my dear?
Apparently better clothes.
Well, I could give you my hanky and that would work, my dear.
A big hanky.
Mucus and all, but what type of clothing are you looking for, my dear?
They said better ones.
Lovely. Excellent. Okay, my dear, step up. Let me see you. Stand up here off my pedestal. Let me get my measurements. And she starts to literally out of her. And no, you just see this measure. Then she's quickly going around you. Look up the inside of your leg,
around
the crotch area, around the back, at your waist, get your shoulders. Excellent. Now, what type of smart clothing would you like, my dear?
Hands too? Okay. Thinking... Is it possible to get a three-piece suit with a, bit of ruffle, bit of a coke? And that size?
I like you. You know your things. You know your things.
Yes. I'd like another one of these, though, with more pockets.
Pockets? That can be doable.
Especially in here.
Excellent.
And maybe something for this. It's the wand. I want a wand pocket.
Oh, a sheath. Excellent.
Right.
Maybe on the inside pocket.
Yeah, for a couple, that'd be awesome.
I like it. Okay, let me see now.
Can we pick up a fabric?
He seems like a tweed man to me.
I have an array of boots and fabric if you wish to see it. She gestures to a wall that's like covered in these different types of fabrics, everything from silks to tweed to kind of like felt, the whole lot shimmering. Some of them are patterned, some of them plain. Mm-hmm. There's like a smorgasbord you can pick from.
Okay.
Tartan.
There is tartan as well.
Tartan. I just got that image. That'd be awesome.
There is tartan as well.
Tartan, but I want the inside lining to be quite floral because of his like nature aspects.
Okay. That's gonna be done, darling. I have a lovely deep red and green and yellow top that will mix against with the florals on the inside. Lovely.
Excellent.
Let me see now. It tops it up in her head.
Oh, and a hat. Not like that, but something.
What kind of hat, my dear?
Fedora?
A fedora.
Yeah.
Excellent. Would you like a feather in that fedora?
Yes.
Get a feather in that cap.
Lovely. Would you like a cane with this outfit,
by
the sounds
of it? Oh, you're reading my mind, so yes.
And what would you like adorned on the cane?
I don't know.
You could stash your wand in the cane. Yes.
That was my offering.
Sweet.
Excellent. So, you want a wand to hold a cane. Might I suggest, I'm guessing, let me see. Yes, you're a Wolverine, aren't you?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Hang on, one sec.
I could talk to my friend and maybe fashion a Wolverine club. We have a selection. We could just alter a wolf.
Oh, not like a gathering of Wolverines.
Oh, that's what I want
to know. I was like kind of hoping and waiting for that to happen, but no, well.
What do you do with that? Would that suffice, dear?
I don't quite get what you're saying.
Like, so the head of the club
Would be fashioned into a
form of a Wolverine. We'll just alter one of the wolves we have. Make the snout a bit shorter. Clip the ears a bit.
That sounds awesome.
Make the eyes a bit more cute. Yours.
I don't know what you mean about that.
Well, all in all, that would set you back 20 gold.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yes. Do you have 20 gold?
Now, do you remember if you have your collection of jewels and
we never shared
coin that was never given out, but you can offer it to each other at this point.
I have 50 gold. I will spot you for this.
No, I'm okay. I have 50 gold in my shoe. And I'm actually not wearing any shoes. I actually rolled it out with a small shoe with money in it.
Also shoes.
I would not recommend shoes with those claws.
Yeah, it kind of irritates and they rip through.
Spats.
They tend not to...
Crocs?
Spats. We could put spats.
You are not paper.
We can put spats over his ankles.
Yes. We're not killing a crocodile on my account.
No, dear, it's totally vegan leather.
Oh, oh my god.
Totally vegan leather.
No, I like the natural on your feet.
No, this is a vegan household.
Oh my god.
You know, vegan household. We halflings, it's the way we live.
That's canon now.
Okay, that will take myself and my colleagues at least at, come back to me in 2 hours. We will have everything ready.
2 hours, perfect.
Thank you very much.
Right, you're going to be the next one, I think, because you've got more of a...
You need head to toe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
Norman needs...
Okay. Oh, that's a whole project.
From the air above him to the ground below him, but we'll start with that.
Okay, so... you move down through the shopping district and you notice that on the far end there is a very well kept shop. Seems to have a lot of business going in and out. A lot of the Kingsguard seem to be gathering, staring in the window. In the window you notice that there seems to be some really nice, intricate dress armor. It is really well put together, detailed. You're looking at beautiful leather embroidered breastplates with a very, very nice crimson cloak, the same crimson that you see on the Kingsguard, crimson cloak draped over one shoulder and a bandolier over the other. You can actually see different rankings as well, depending on the Kingsguard that are displayed in the window. And then there's all these dress helms as well. So this looks like a particular shop that caters in Kingsguard dress armor and dress clothes.
Mm. Wow, what could we be being steered towards here?
Can we go look at the pretties?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go in.
Yep.
You go in and there is a large broad-shouldered man standing by the counter.
He's essentially Gary.
A large broad-shouldered man standing by the counter, very tightly cropped hair at the sides, top hair at the side, and then a kind of a quiff at the top, a trim moustache, and a little moustache, little kind of thing under his like chin fluff. I'd say he's in his late 50s, got a few crow's feet, but handsome, rugged jaw, broad shoulders, big. But he's like tailored suit, little bow tie. Selection of pins in his lapel.
What a fuck.
We're so trained now, we just all stop immediately.
Yeah.
Lapel, pins in his lapel, just a well-kept man. There's people milling around the shop around him. His assistants are there and he's just kind of like overseeing the whole lot. He sees you as you enter and he just beckons you forward. How may I help you?
My friend here is looking for something to wear to the banquet tonight.
A banquet, excellent. Right. Johnson, take measurements.
Now, I notice this is all very kind of armour heavy. I think you want to go a bit more light and flowy for this.
Kind of looks a bit different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Can I talk to you guys just for a second?
Johnson, stand back a bit.
What are the odds that he will sell us from there?
You could commission him to make one, I'm sure.
We could, well, he's not, I mean, he's probably not allowed, but we could try and, it's probably too late now. Could have suggested that perhaps Arthur had been recruited as extra.
And not let her wear her dress.
Additionally. Yeah. For a sneaky. Feels important that we're here amongst those things right now.
Mm.
Yeah. I was thinking both.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you here to shop?
Yes. Sorry. We are here to shop. So I need two things from you. I have an invitation to the banquet this evening, so I would like something that is a little bit more feminine, but obviously suits my
size.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been asked to provide extra security after the banquet, so I will need some armor from you as well.
So you want something elaborate, dressy, but practical.
Yes.
Your gums at the right place, my dear. Johnson, measurements, and a small, but again, all equally broad-shouldered tailor steps forward and starts taking your measurements. The man behind the counter is like, right, Johnson. Okay, right, this is what I suggest. Close, tight-fitting, but sleek.
Maybe one shoulder, like a, you know... Coming up here, and it looks really pretty, like a tunic, but also really pretty.
Is this your personal shopper?
Yes.
Okay.
My right. Personal advisor.
And some cleavage. That's not possible at one. You're going to have to do like a plunge or a this. We can go for a plunge.
Right. Are you concealing anything in the plunge?
Why don't you get me a drink first?
Can you leave a bit of room for concealment?
Well, we can provide sheets and hidden compartments and
yes,
sections.
Yes, actually, that would be excellent. Thank you.
I think it's what we specialise in, military dress wear.
Yep. Okay.
Excellent. Right.
I'm going to blot a leg. Like, it's, you know, it splits here and, like, goes. It just shows off your thighs. They're real good.
I'm getting a vision.
I'm going to trust you, Loran.
I'm thinking red and gold.
Red and gold, bold colours, bold.
My skin tone to
call eye-catching, okay. eye-catching indeed. And it would give off the green, indeed. Mm-hmm. Excellent. What I suggest, if you want to have the plunge, we put the sheet here. If you're having the slit up the side, we put the sheet at the back.
Yes.
And maybe some hidden about sleeves. How do you feel about sleeves?
I think no sleeves, those are good arms.
Yeah, no sleeves.
Yes. And you want jewellery?
Yes, some nice.
Hmm.
We can provide. Generally, in all situations, sleeves are bullshit, so I would agree with that. Yes, let us go with that. Excellent. Come with me, please. Johnson, take the helm here. He leads you to one side and starts picking out different types of fabric of the colour you suggested and shows you at different points of the outfit. We'll have extra protection around the midriff.
Yeah.
Extra protection around the back as well. And it shows you where all the different sheets go. If you give me, Johnson, what's your schedule? Yes. Give me an hour and a half, and we will have a mock-up, and then we will have to do adjustments.
Perfect.
So come back. Thank you very much. The price will set you back about 25 gold.
We have our stash. We need a boost. Mm.
Okay, thank you.
Is he going to provide the uniform?
Yes,
sorry, and just in relation to the armour that I will need for...
The armour is built into your outfit.
I think you misunderstood what she was asking. Maybe someone more persuasive could talk to you.
Are you in the market for an outfit?
I'm with this person who's recently has been drafted temporarily for the Kingsguard, as well as being brought here as a guest.
Drafted, you say?
We'll need.
Johnson, can you bring me my list?
No, what she means is at the banquet. Like, hi, I'm a bard. I'm putting on a production tonight for the banquet, and she's playing the head of the Kingsguard. So she's going to need some replica costume. Along.
We don't create replicas here. Maybe I should suggest a fancy dress shop.
Oh.
Yes, perhaps. It's just, you know, we want to feel very authentic, and we hear you're the person who crafts this at fine.
I'm outside, by the way. I'm not even hearing any of this.
Have you got the list, Johnson? Thank you. You see, we are the official licensed tailor for the Kingsguard.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're here.
What is your name?
This is... Loran.
I thought you said your name was Loran.
I never told you my name.
She called you Loran.
I meant...
Excellent. What is your name? He's starting to look a bit kind of pissed off at this stage.
I should probably sleep.
Let's leave it. Okay. Let's come back and get the dress.
Do you know what? The dress sounds amazing. We'll try a fancy dress shop. Really appreciate your time. We'll be back in an hour and a half.
Excellent. Your dress will be ready for adjustments then.
Thank you so much.
Guys, when we come back, I'm going to try and steal something.
While this conversation... So, obviously, this has been happening this whole time.
Yeah.
As soon as Cody mentioned the Kingsguard uniform, I have been standing in front of their examples of it. There's some outside the shop as well, right?
Yeah.
No, they're all in the window.
Oh, okay, just all in the window. No, I thought you meant there's actual Kingsguard outside.
There are Kingsguard outside, yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've just been drawing what the uniform looks like, and while in a corner of the shop, I look down, cast Disguise Self to make my uniform look like the Kingsguard clothes, kind of have a look at it, sort of go like, and then dismiss it.
Okay. Excellent. So, who's next?
You two seem like you're okay.
I'm gonna just go find somewhere that can give me a more elaborate looking version of the current wear that I have.
Do you want to go ask the Kingsguard, or do you want to wander the shops?
I'm just wandering around the shops. I'm not gonna bother.
You don't find anything that sells wool clothes. You'd see one or two that would have like gowns and have outfits that you could wear, but they're not necessarily wool clothes. They're not from your order. They're just fine suits or fine
But that's
clothes.
What I mean. I just kind of fine suits or robes or whatever. Just basic kind of dress wear.
Just a basic. You're going to the top man and you're buying a suit.
Yeah.
Okay. You find a discount suit.
Top Monk.
Top Monk. You go into Top Monk on the high street. You find like off the rack.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff, and it's just it fits you loosely. It's not a perfect fit. It's not snug.
I don't like things.
It does
too.
The job. Do you want to go shirt or shirtless?
Shirt. And I just want to ask.
No abs peeking. No, kind of like. Clavicle peeking through. No bones.
Just like a grandfather collar. Just kind of.
Okay.
Just,
yeah. Yeah.
Just a grandfather collar. Just buttons. Just down to about the mid. And
cool.
Just leave them out. I ask if they can find a way for me to conceal my bow staff.
Your bow staff.
Yeah. You might be walking.
Where are you asking this?
In the tail or in Top Monk. Yes.
Top, the person behind the Top Monk store just looks at you and is like,
it's probably like some
it's 19.
It's just there to
I don't know, mate. We just sell suits, you know what I mean? Like you want to talk to a weaponsmith or something, you know, he's like you say you a belt or something. You know. We got watches, you know. It's really all we have. Cufflinks, maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah. No
bother. Just take the clothing and try and just disappear. Pay for the clothing. I wasn't even paying for it.
Yeah. Right. Let's say it's one gold piece.
Jesus.
It's proper off the rack shelf. Off the shelf stuff.
And top of prices.
Yeah.
No one heard my optimal joke the first time.
No.
Is there then like a more specialised tailor that I can bring the suit to?
There's multiple Shops. Tailors. There's multiple tailors on this street, the high end. But I mean, you want to go and get this adjusted so you can hide your bow staff in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So how long is your bow staff?
It's a standard 2/4 length bow staff.
Is it extendable or bendable or anything?
That's just a piece something of that I wanted to talk to you about, whether I could get someone to build or make a bow staff.
You're going to have to talk to a blacksmith or a weaponsmith for that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So there's no way right now in the off-the-rack suit that you bought to hide a 3/4 length bow staff.
Put in the bag of holding.
Yeah, but will we be allowed to carry the bag of holdings in?
Yeah,
to
let us stick it up your butt.
Oh, Jesus.
Right,
while
well,
they're doing their
the
move, I just want to find a weaponsmith to
roll
a perception or whatever.
It's not, this particular thoroughfare is all about clothes. This is all clothing and stuff. You'd want to go elsewhere in the city, maybe a couple of streets over, to find a blacksmith or a weaponsmith.
Yeah, I'm just going to go find a blacksmith and just kind of say, if one were to try and conceal a bow staff, or even build a new type of staff wherein you could extend it and make
it
smaller.
So you find yourself 3 streets over, and it's a more kind of like rough and ready area. There's a couple of different blacksmith stalls, weapon stalls, kind of armor shops and stuff like that. You see numerous different blacksmiths kind of pitted about the place, all different races, all different types of blacksmiths. Some of them are shoeing horses, some of them look like they're making weaponry. There's some weaponsmiths there, so which one do you want to go to?
I'll go to one of the weaponsmiths.
You approach, and as you approach the weaponsmith, you see there's a large half-orc just bent over an anvil. He's like, ting, 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 as the heat of the place hits you. And the smell of like the iron and the smelting and stuff, it's just solid into your face. Like this orc is sweating, he's working away. He doesn't hear you approach, so.
Good afternoon. I'm wondering if you could help.
Ting, ting! What? What can I help you with?
I've not an unusual request, but one that you may be able to help with, where I'm looking to hide and conceal a staff and showing the idea, and display, tell them the idea of what I had.
He wishes for someone to help him make his staff extend.
And dear Lord.
He wants to find a place to put it too.
Yeah.
So you want me to make you a staff that's going to make your, you know, whoop?
Please.
Okay, right, okay. Well, it's a specialist job. It'll take about 4 hours if you want me to make it.
Yes, how much will it cost?
Well,
how much would that be?
That'll cost you 20 gold.
And it passed the 20 gold.
You want to come back to me in about 4 hours, I will have your extendable staff ready for you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you want any kind of checklists or engravings or pictures of your mama?
I don't know my mother.
This guy.
Alright then, 20 gold it is. Come back and you will have your staff.
I just give him like a line from one of the lines of Cord or the tenets of...
You one of them philosophers, alright. It's gonna go on your staff. Fine, 4 hours, another hour for the engraving. That'll be an extra 2 gold.
Show the 2 gold.
And we bring him with us. This
is gonna, and I say thank you.
We're gonna go him to get made.
Not a problem.
Stone Cold.
What's your name?
What is your name, sir?
Are you with me at this point?
Oh, I've been shadowing you the whole time, yeah.
Okay.
I never Ox let blood. You out of my sight.
Thorin Oxblood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Assblood.
Oxblood, you get Thorin.
Oh, no.
I'll make your ass bleed, boy. Ox blood.
Oh, no.
Don't make it his ass bleed.
Don't you be coming in here and something near my place.
He'll make
your problem, Mom?
He'll make your ass bleed with his extendable staff.
I was going to say.
Concealing the extendable staff.
Just because you want to put it up there doesn't mean that others do, okay?
This goddamn celebration's bringing all sorts of weird ass motherfuckers into my place.
He's going to open up a can of whoop ass on you.
I love this guy.
He turns around and stops. You hear him grumbling under his breath as he walks away.
Oh, he's my like, god. I genuinely did not hear what you said. That's why.
He's just like, fuck, motherfuckers. And he's taking some stuff off. Like, he's starting to put together what would be an acceptable stuff.
Thank you.
Alright, he's like, tuk, 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 tuk.
You know, I've written him down as Tori.
I have more money.
Just
than
the sound that I remember.
Yeah. Okay,
he's down all my business.
Ah, I love this one. As soon as I learn, like, permanent charm person, I'm coming back here.
There's a permanent version?
What level?
Oh, not for ages. I'll remember it.
Okay,
like,
so
Thorin
Assblood.
How do you level up
in
the
half blood? Is that
you
what
level
you
up,
said?
Tell you, level.
You say half blood.
Yes.
You don't need it. You don't really need it. That's why I think it's one that's like this is the really.
Okay, so you've gone off to get your staff done. Arthur's got her outfit.
I
want
to bring Norman's.
Norman's turn. Okay.
Golden man, take
look
me
at his face. Look at his face.
I know he's enjoying this.
Oh my god.
So
I bring
Norman just to a plain old human tailor. Just play nice old human shop.
Normal human.
Exactly, as a
yeah, exactly. I walk in and kind of gesture at him. I'm going to need your most absorbent suit.
It will need to be fairly absorbent, yes.
He sweats a lot in nervous situations.
I secrete.
Yeah, it's more very, like, as you walk in, the tailor is there. It's a tall, thin human man, bald, completely bald, kind of like very Lemony Snicket, not Lemony Snicket, but the Baron from Lemony Snicket look. Mm-hmm. Like long nose, pointy chin, little smeg on his chin.
Just Count
Olaf. Yeah. Count Olaf, yeah. and he's just like, well, yes, you're looking at a very sweaty person in a very sweaty city. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
We will happily accommodate, no problem whatsoever. I can put some extra absorption inside.
A few extra layers would be very good. Inside. Yes.
Do you want a light suit? Like flouncy?
No.
No.
Excellent. I am going to need to take some measurements.
Do you also sell wigs?
Wigs?
Yes.
I do not, but I can send a man out for one.
That would be very good.
What kind of wigs would you like?
Your hair is so bad and gross. No, if the rest of you is going to be clean looking and not sweaty,
I would rather remove it.
Oh, God.
Can't you just cast a scum self for the hair?
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine. Yeah.
But it would be nice to have an outfit that does not seep when I walk.
Quite. Something fancy for a banquet.
Excellent.
I'm thinking blacks and purples, maybe some green tinges.
You don't need me to remove anything to take the measurements, do you?
Well, you're wearing robes at the moment, aren't
you?
Yeah. I'm going to have to... He looks you up there, he's like... He kind of is a bit repulsed. He's like, I'm going to get a man, one of my men, to take your measurements. If you feel uncomfortable taking your clothes off, that's no problem whatsoever. Yes?
Don't send anyone you like.
Okay. Where's the intern? Yes? Can you measure things? Excellent. Yes? Baldrick! Yes?
This can be done privately, yes?
If you wish.
Good.
Baldrick,
friends, it's okay.
No, we are not.
Take this gentleman.
Not on that level.
Another
step. Baldrick, take this gentleman into the changing room in the back and take his measurements. Thank you. Yes? Excellent, thank you. Yep. Yes, this quivering intern comes out like, yeah, alright, okay, do you want to follow me, sir?
I do not, but I will.
Excellent. I really should have interned with that fucking orc blacksmith.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And he takes you away off to one side.
Yeah.
And you go off into a changing room to get your measurements taken.
Yeah.
See,
okay. Please tell me what happens. Please put a camera in there.
See, that's the thing. You guys can't. It won't be anything. So, yeah, I'll take off the top half of my robes. There's an extremely long, winding thread of intricately cut symbols raised in scars on my back, stretching from the left shoulder, curling all the way around the torso, down to just above the right buttock. They then weave the other way back up. There's also a deep sucking wound on my right side that is still remaining open.
In your butt?
Yeah. No. The deep sucking wound in my butt is meant to be there. I think it's definitely... Now, he's just an intern, so he won't recognise it as language.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Baldrick isn't a clue.
Yeah.
Baldrick's like, why do I always get the weird, like, strange thing? He's like, they don't treat me right, don't they? And he's like, he's not even really paying attention. Yeah. He's more giving out about his situation.
Yeah.
The fact that he has to look after a little weird customer in this tailor place. And he just takes your measurements as he goes, and he gets to the sucky room. He's like, you might want to go to an apothecary and get that looked at. It's looks pretty gamey.
I conjure mage hand up against his lips, just like, I said, it's fine.
Okay.
Take the measurements, whelp.
Oh my god.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm done. I've got the measurements. He basically just turns on his heels, walks out, throws the measurements at the tent, like, fuck you, I'm out of here. He's gone. He leaves, like, fuck your internship. I'm done. Yeah, I'm gonna go work for that fucking oak.
I pop on it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's worked quite well, actually.
It's really good. I'm really proud of you. Mm. Oh, so I'm thinking maybe like a robe suit kind of thing. I said blacks, purples, and a little tinge of green, I'm thinking.
Excellent. Yeah, that's noble. That's very noble.
Why are you still the intern?
No, it sounded very
good. Day.
Would you like any embellishments, cloaks, anything extra? Gloves?
Would be good.
A cloak, my
hat. Hat would be good.
I already have one.
Oh, that is true.
He does.
It's a bit moist.
Actually, it's a paper party hat, right? Mm. Oh, it's falling apart.
Yeah.
He's like, perhaps something sturdier.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, it is, you know, I mean, I enjoy the sentiment. It is a party, after all. Mm. But, yes, we could probably provide you. Do you want a peak? Do you want a brim?
Wide brim.
Wide brim hat. Mm. Excellent. And do you want a point?
Like a sombrero.
No.
Do you want a rounded hat?
Yes.
With a wide brim?
Yes.
That looks a little like...
So, do you want it to match your outfit?
Ideally.
Excellent. Give us about 2 hours.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
How much will that cost?
That will be 25 gold.
That is all of my gold, but that's fine.
Excellent.
I will have to pay you in rare gems.
That's fine. We take any sort of payment.
Wonderful. Because, yeah, we never got them appraised. Mm. So, I'll
give Norman gold to save him having to do that before they get appraised. Because we have the gold we got. Yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah, you pay for your suits. So everyone is tailored up at this point.
Not Kim.
Kim
not
isn't.
Me.
Kildine isn't.
I have a question. I have this beautiful cloak. Mm-hmm. I think, stop me if I'm presuming things here, Laurent, but I imagine you're quite good at braiding. I would like to get a nice pair of dress kind of jodhpurs, something. Oh. Something that's not going to take focus from the cloak, but will still make me able to... Yes. So I'm going to do that if I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
I will go to...
it'll be this, you actually go in, there's an elf tailor next door to the human tailor. And they provide...
For human people, yeah.
Yeah, they provide specific tailored to exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
As you walk in, is Loran again accompanying you, or are you by yourself?
I think Loran is on this job, isn't she?
Yeah, I think he'll come, but I think he kind of knows that you've kind of got this.
Yeah. So, okay. Say you're at the door.
Yeah, I'm just browsing while you're inside.
Okay, so you walk in, and there's a male elf, and he's just like standing behind the counter. He's helping a customer at the moment, and he's just finishing up and gives the bags. And the elf then turns on her heels and goes off. You're noticing as you do all of this that as much as Terrasmoor is a melting pot, you realise that all of the shops are segregated into each race. There's no one shop that caters for
everyone.
As much as it is like everyone in together, each individual race has their parts laid out.
Even tieflings, that's strange.
Yeah. So there's no, like, as much as it's all like we're all in this together, we're all really well off, we're all doing great, there's still that separation. Mm. That's not, like... And, like, nobody's... Like, it's civility all the way through the streets. Mm. There's, like, there's parties, everyone's having fun, they're mixing. But when it comes to commerce, everyone has their separate bits. So the elf tailor, the human tailor, or, you know, the military tailor, even though, like, they're abroad, they were catering for a specific group. The halfling tailor looked at anyone of that persuasion... And then there was top one.
Yeah.
You know?
Never forget top one.
Shopping in the high street in top one. So just to make his aware of that story point as well.
Mm-hmm.
The elf sees you approach. He's like, good afternoon. How may I be of assistance?
I need apparel. I would like some well-made, comfortable... fairly formal breeches of a sort. I've got a highly ornamental cloak that I want to augment with my trousers.
Excellent. Then would you require anything apart from trousers?
I think I need shoes.
Shoes, excellent. Anything in the variety of a shirt or blouse?
I don't think so.
Not a blouse.
No, I'm going to confer with Loran here for a second.
Smart jacket or possibly like a...
So, my cloak is cut how? It
clasps at the neck.
Does it have sleeves?
It has, no, it's just a full-on over-the-shoulder cloak. It's got a hood, but the cloak itself at the back, it's heavily embroidered in gold.
Okay, I'd like plain leather, well-made top. Some
practical with a bit of armour?
That would be good,
as long as it's not too heavy.
Well, from your build and from your muscular
outlay, I would say you're more an athletic person.
Uh-huh.
Very dexterous. You need to be able to move in these things.
I'm pretty nimble, yeah.
Excellent. So
perhaps some gold embellishment to match the cloak?
Well, I'm thinking about time.
Do you need to conceal any weapons? It's like, it's very handy. And he gestures and literally, the blade just flicks out.
Oh yeah, we're going to need some of that, son.
We specialise, the blade just goes back, then we specialise in concealment for the dexterous type.
Let's do this.
We're going to the banquet tonight, are you going to that?
No.
No? Not your scene?
Not my scene. I will be at home taking care of my cat.
I want to bring this guy in.
Yeah, it's just, well, I mean, if you're not doing anything later, you might as well come along.
As far as I'm aware, it's invitation only.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can get a plus one.
No,
I'm not
that's
sure
how these things work.
Alright.
I want to make a persuasion roll to try to convince him to come on my date.
How much are you putting into this? Like, do you want to charm him, or do you want to...
No, I'm just making a...
Just persuasion.
I'm not going to go creepy with it.
Okay.
It's a 19.
Oh, my God.
I have 7 in persuasion somehow.
Poor Fluffy. What about Fluffy? Who's going to be Fluffy?
Do you have a plus one on your invitation?
I can probably sort it out.
Excellent.
It is a group invite.
So. What time is this taking place at?
I'll pick you up. You'll be here, right?
Well, we close up at 6.
I'll collect you at 6.
Excellent. You have persuaded me.
You see?
Loran's gonna get laid!
Oh my God.
Okay, you've persuaded the elf tailor. To go to the banquet with you.
Oh my God.
Now, my dear, back to your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Functioning tunic.
Yes.
A bit of armour, concealment. Would you like the concealment in the arms or in the bodice?
Bodice. Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You have the cloak on you?
Yes. And I'm just going to get it out of the hide holder.
So Aratir is there as well?
Yes.
Great. Excellent. Nice deep forest green. Lovely, lovely needlework. Beautiful. May I ask, where did you come by this?
No, you may not.
That's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay. Just one tailor admiring another tailor's work. It's beautiful work, beautiful work. We can, of course, match and complement the colour.
Do you recognise the style?
It's an old style. Nearly as old as I am.
Seen anything like it?
Not in a long time.
Okay then.
I wish I wasn't so dumb. not Cory. Kim. I wish Kim wasn't so dumb.
Loran's going to peek up and he's like, so do you... You seem to know a bit about it then.
I know a bit, yeah.
Well, what can you tell me?
Come on, I'm bringing you to a party.
Since you rolled so high on persuasion and since I rolled so shit. And he takes the cloak and he folds it over in his arms. He looks at the back of it where the embroidery is. This belongs to royalty.
Oh, shit, son, I can't wear this.
This was part of an old house that has long gone. This is quite the item. It's not magical in any way, but it's very practical and...
I'm going to draw attention to myself at a royal party.
Very
sure.
Fashionable, my dear. You will look quite the part, and I will be able to make you quite the outfit to go along with it. You will be the, not so much belle of the ball, but you might be the talk of the ball.
Do you think it'll get me an audience with the king?
Oh, it'll get the king's eye, but I don't know if the king is going to be at this banquet.
No, he won't be at this banquet, no.
This is the Viceroy's banquet, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay. Well, how long will it take you to put everything together?
Matching this, I have the material, I have the leather, it'll take me about 3 hours.
That's perfect. How do you bring us up to about 6 then?
Right up to closing time. You can collect me and your outfit at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it going to cost? I'll pay you then, not now, because I've got a few things to do.
Well... Considering the amount of work, my dear, that is going to be, if you're not going to pay me now, I'm going to have to ask for 20 gold deposit.
That's fine.
And it will be 40 gold total.
Okay. Alright guys, we're going to go get these jewels appraised.
Yeah, it's
okay. Not going to be a check. I say that out of his earshot.
So, everyone is now tailored for.
Yeah.
You're looking for a jeweler to appraise your jewels.
Yeah.
And look at my stones.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so four streets over, you find yourself in a district filled with dwarves. And there are pawn shops.
Porn shops?
Porn shops?
There are porn shops.
I wish to go to
that. I also go there.
There are porn shops and pawn shops. There are jewelers. There are a few little kind of snippets of small little blacksmiths places. But they're small and they cater for jewelry on a larger scale, maybe for larger races, but they're specialised in that. So you have your pick of jewelers and different shops you can go to.
Okay, now, group, we have 3 bloodstones and 2 coral. What else did we gather?
I think that's it.
Stuff
that I got anyway.
Right.
I don't know where it was.
So, do we want to... The large gem we gave to Dasius, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So these are just currency at this point.
Mm-hmm.
These
yeah.
ones. So we get those cashed in?
Yeah.
And the coral as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. What do you think, Norman? Who strikes you as our guy in here?
I'm going to pick one entirely at random, but making it look like I think I'm analysing.
Well, that's what I deserve.
But realistically, I just pick one at random.
Okay. So Norman points towards shop, kind of halfway up the street.
This one has a strong energy.
What I get for trying to include them.
Like, there's
That's
people milling past, so I mean, like, you can't really gauge which ones are more popular in the shops. They're
right.
all kind of roughly the same trade. You walk into the jeweler shop, and you find yourself in a small, confined place with lots of shelves. And lots of, like, in the shelves, there are, like, a lot of little drawers with gold clasps on them. And they line the walls from floor to ceiling. Sorry, from mid wall to ceiling. It's a very well kept shop. Everything's like a dark wood, and behind the counter on the far end, you see a young female dwarf.
How could it be anything less than stellar? Look at all these shelves.
She looks up as you enter. There's nobody else in the shop, but she's like, "Well, hello, ladies. Welcome to my shop. What can I do for you?"
We'd like to get these gems appraised.
Excellent. She kind of shuffles on her little chair, and she's like, hey, bring it over. She takes out this eyepiece and she's like, okay, show me what you got, love. Show me what you got.
So I hand one of the bloodstones over to her.
Oh, that's a nice one. Lovely. All right, let me have a look at this now. Okay. Is this all you have? You got any more?
Why would you ask that question?
Well, that's my job.
No, your job is to tell me what that is worth.
Well, we've gone to book a porn.
Oh, it's 3 no longer in the shop.
Oh, right, okay. So there's a beautery in the shop.
Yeah.
You're at porn.
Oh, I'll have left, because I was carrying the coral gems. I'll have left them with you.
Okay.
I'm just asking, like, it's what I do, it's my job. I'm like a jeweler. And like, if you just have the one, fine. But if you've got a lot of these, I can do you a deal.
You don't.
So it's all about
so
you know,
right,
you
yeah,
help me and I'll help you, Diddy. I'm not here to rob you.
Forgive me. We have 3.
Right, 3 of these.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Right. Can I see? Are they all cut? Are they all rare? Are they all raw? What have we got? Can I see them?
Sure.
Just over.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
And no acting out there, guys. We don't need any gestures. You're all right.
So, these are lovely pieces. Very rare, very raw. So you're looking at roughly, for the three, about 2,000 gold.
Shut the front door.
Back into the front.
Stop holding the magazines. Just like,
You've left the porn shop with magazines in your hands?
No, we haven't.
No, actually.
I come out disappointed because I thought they said prawns.
Things of all the pornography.
I was very hungry.
So, for those three, like, it's bloodstones that they're quite rare, and these are actually raw, so they haven't been cut. So I could actually probably sell these for a great price.
Yeah, are you all right?
2,000 gold for these is my best offer on the food.
And what about the coral?
Wait one second. Can we... Oh yeah, let's get the coral appraised, and then I'm going to get a second opinion.
And are you want to inside check the dwarf just to see how?
Oh.
Oh yeah, I'll do that too.
So you both inside checking, or one's rolling with advantage?
I just rolled 18 plus 3, so 22.
He's rolling with
21.
She's legit.
21.
Full on legit. She's giving you a decent price. She's an honest dwarf. She's not turning around.
Oh, sorry.
That's actually quite a good price for those.
She's up there. She's not gonna do us out of anything.
Alright, let's show her the coral too. We have two pieces of
coral.
Reduce the coral
then as well, just to get an idea of them as well.
She's like, oh, lovely! I love coral, it's a beautiful stone. A lot of coral for these in springtime. People love them in engagement rings. And she takes the coral off you, and she's, again, same thing, the eyepiece. She's like, hey, gorgeous, lovely, aye. That particular piece, because it's already cut, is going to be about 1,000 gold.
Oh, so 3,000 total.
3,000 in total.
Holy!
Now we have two pieces. We have two pieces of coral.
We do, yeah.
Do we give you give
There's
the
three
two pieces of coral
and two pieces of coral?
So we get is that 1,000 for the two pieces of coral?
1,000 per piece.
So that's 4,000 total.
4,000 total.
That's what we're into.
That's
I'd actually, do I just be like, yep.
Stop that.
Just want to see how we're using it.
We're going to be able.
Do you like our sexy woman?
Yep, that's good to go. Can we get this out of the way? Because that's going to just take
Sorry,
are you ready for sexy Norman? Because.
Well. The rest of the world is not ready for that.
No. Good to go?
Yep.
Okay. So, 6 o'clock rolls around, everyone has their outfits ready to go.
Yeah.
You individually all collect all your outfits, you roll up in the shops, and finally.
I collect my.
Collect your staff.
You got a hat!
That is true.
It's better, but come on!
Norman has shaved his hair into a top knot.
Ooh, a top knot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
the greasiest top knot ever known to man.
It's
Norman.
Nice. It's
like. It's like flopping. Right
he's trying to copy the top knot that I have.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Don't fly
your girl. You pick up your staff. The orc just is like, there you go.
Thanks.
Take that thing and get the hell out of my blacksmith store.
I apologize for the misunderstanding earlier.
I can.
It genuinely was a
roll persuasion.
It was a severe misunderstanding.
4.
My family name means a hell of a lot to me, Baldy. So, you insulted me. I'll take your gold, take your staff, and get the fuck out of here.
I thought I was going to say, I'll take your apology.
Thanks very much. I'm assuming he's told me how to use it.
So you have a walk between now and when you get to the banquet, so you can try and figure it out. And
that's literally what I do.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I need you to roll an intelligence check.
Just straight intelligence.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so mean.
16.
By the time you get to. You meet everyone a couple of streets over, you're like, choo, choo, choo. There is a clasp on the side of it that it's sheets of kind of honed metal tubes. They're all like slats and they all slide into each other and slap back out.
Perfect.
It's the same hit.
Yeah.
No extra to
no,
it.
No, that's
it's just concealable.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as the quarterstaff you had beforehand. It just slots into itself and it folds up to about, you're talking about maybe 3 inches,
yeah,
roughly, of a thing that you can into your pocket.
Perfect.
All right. There's a small clasp on the side that's like an indent that you just push against and it...
Perfect.
Okay.
That's exactly what I wanted.
You thank Babylon 5 for that. And so, is everyone suited and booted? Ready to rock?
Yep.
Loran picks up his elven date, who happens to have brought his cat along.
Yes! Good.
Which perches on his
shoulder.
You
better leave my fish alone.
The cat is like a black as night, with a few small speckles of white towards its tail tip. It has pure emerald eyes with the green slit down the centre of each eye, and it just kind of looks over indifferent at the fish.
I would like to make an animal handling check to see if I can befriend the cat.
You can have it, go ahead.
11.
You reach out for the cat and kind of like,
yeah,
it kind
okay.
of leans into your hand a small bit. The elf tailor, whose name is gives the name as just one name, just Swift.
I like it. That's good.
That's it. And it's like he's just like a sly smile as he looks at the cat as you kind of like kind of tickle under the ear. Cat's like kind of leans into your fish globe is like floating around on your far shoulder, like you're here like this, and the fish globe the fish is just like swirling around inside, not paying any attention.
Two can play at that game and try and crawl up Norman's back to sit on near him, like I did back in the day.
Sitting on Norman's shoulders?
No, not on the shoulder, but like just, it seems to be a normal thing, so.
So I need you to roll a dexterity check to make sure your claws don't tear his new suit. You've already said it, man. Do it, roll that shit.
I can spider climb.
Wait. Spider, that's freaky.
Give me a second there. What is it under?
He can also flinch.
Dexterity.
Thank you. It rolled off a 6 onto a 14. So 14. It's 15.
15. You literally, like, as you're walking along, there's a cart, you go, thup, thup, you hop on the cart on one side, one step, up on, you're literally just perched on Norman's shoulder. And he's like, just walking along. And you have this small wolverine sitting on your shoulder.
No, I don't do anything. I'm gonna let it happen.
So are we approaching the area of the banquet?
You've made your way out of the shopping district. You're now moving towards the palace district, and you see that there is a small stream of very well-dressed individuals making their way towards the guild hall.
Yeah.
The guild hall is off to the right of the palace district. The palace looms large in front of you. It is a huge structure. Two of the spires of the city sit smack bang in the middle of the palace district. The palace is central with a tower, but there's two large spires that sit on either side of the palace district. They seem to gleam in the night sky.
Yeah.
Again, the bunting is everywhere, blue and gold colours. There's fireworks going off. Blue and gold fireworks.
Yeah.
The visage of King Gregor is plastered along all the streets as you come up towards the guild hall. And you see a steady stream of very well-dressed individuals going towards the guild hall as you follow.
I would like to kind of turn to the group in general. And I was like, okay, so we're here. You all look very, very, very good.
Thanks for my braid, Lauren.
You're very welcome. It's very nice to see you further. Now, looking nice is one thing, but please don't embarrass me in there, because, you know, you're all quite a...
What
you know.
Could possibly go wrong?
Why would we be the ones to embarrass you?
As long as nobody asks me any personal questions, you won't have to worry about it.
No, no, they have no interest in that kind of thing.
What is your connection to the city?
None.
Then why are you so skittish?
Parties are stressful.
It's a party. It's
yeah,
just people.
Yeah, people are stressful.
Not in my line of work.
As it starts to hit the hour, you hear bells starting to be rung in the general vicinity of the guild hall. You look over and there's two guards, king's guards, and one of them is ringing a large bell, and the other one's like, calling to order with the entrance of the guild hall, please make their way towards the banquet area.
And I just give everybody a curt nod and I just make my own way.
Lorana walks, you know, arm in arm with his elf date, head held high, very elegantly into the hall.
Okay. As you walk towards the guild hall, the Kingsguard all nod and look at you, and then as you're coming towards them, they stop you and go, invitation, please.
Ah, yes. Who's carrying that? I assumed it was you.
I would have got started at the head, so I would have produced it.
Ah.
Okay. Yes, this all seems to be older. The Kingsguard looks down at Ogun. He's like, looks up and down the ladder again. Looks back at Ogun. I'm afraid there are no animals and pets allowed in the guild hall for the banquet.
Oh, the cat and...
They're familiars, are they?
Yes, that's
Yeah, we'll go with. I mean, meow.
That's my familiar.
Yeah, I know, he's sitting on my shoulder.
Oh, he is, true, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it looks on your shoulder. Yeah, it's a fully dressed Wolverine person, so.
Have you ever seen a wild Wolverine clad in such finery? Idiot.
Oh, Norman. Oh, shit.
This is my sorceress familiar.
I'm going to have to ask you to step over here for a second, please. The rest of you may go ahead into the building. Thank you very much.
Can I get his butt? This man does not mean any offence. We are merely here on behalf of the man mentioned in our letter.
And that all checks out, that's fine. But there's no mention of a wild creature, garbed or not, in this letter.
I believe you misunderstand. He is not a wild creature. A familiar is no more a creature than a wand used to cast a spell. It is essentially an object that I carry.
Roll a perception, a roll a persuasion check.
Oh, I need my dice.
Come on,
you can do it.
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Try not to cut his fucking head off.
No, that's not very good.
I need you to roll a perception check. Right.
Yeah, that's 12.
I would like to do something.
I want to do something as well, but before it...
Perception.
10.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh. Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb,
rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
That's
not a great one for us.
Called
Revolving Spice.
Sorry.
No,
we'll be
alright.
Pajama
ding ding
ding ding
ding
ding ding
ding. We should have music that we can actually play with the whisper that we can shut up. So that we don't hear.
I don't know what's happening here.
Just as well you can.
Our sponsors of the evening are...
Whoever made this me.
Yeah, I'm pretty great.
Have a quick look around. How many guards are there?
There's the two guards at the front. But there are other guards kind of out towards the front area. And they're kind of gathering people in. Mm-hmm. And then there's nobody else, no other guards kind of around the vicinity. You see people that are working in the area. You see, like, waiters and servants going in the side entrance into the banquet.
Just kind of your average soldiers.
Yeah. The King's Guard. They're all heavily armored. King's Guard.
Okay, since it looks like this is going to cause problems and we need to get in, I'm going to cast Charm Person.
Who are you casting on?
On the guy that doesn't like... The guy that's stopping us from getting in.
The guards. Are all women.
Well, they're all women.
They're all women.
Yeah.
So you're casting Charm Person on that. Okay. What's the DC on that?
It is Wisdom 12. So I think that's presuming that that's the save.
Yeah.
Natural
20. Oh!
And they know that they've been charmed if they...
Yeah. They just snap and they look directly at you and go... They reach out and they grab you and pull you off Norman's shoulders. And they drag you off to the side.
Oh, he just needs like
balls.
And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Oh man.
Yep. We're ending tonight's episode there. That's too much of a cliffhanger to not let be a cliffhanger.
I'm raging you did your thing first because I have a much better version of that spell contained in my nice new loot. I was ready to go and now.
Like that was a full on roleplay session, guys. Fair play to you. Well done. That was really well put together. It was so much fun to do.
Who are your favourites? What? No, it's a heavy roleplay session. You too, though.
Folks, thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed that session. There was that's a proper full on roleplay. Fair play to everyone that
really got into their characters. Everyone seemed to really enjoy that. I had a blast. I hope you had a blast watching. Hope you guys enjoyed doing it.
Yeah!
Awesome.
Woo! Woo!
So, until next time, this has been Podcast Plays D&D, and we will see you in a month. Thank you so much for watching.
Gentlemen,
see you on the next
bed!